Pod People.
Alrighty, is everyone present? Maybe we should do a roll call? Me, present. Victor.
Present.
Rose?
Here, bored and handsome.
Maurice?
What is the sun made of?
I'll tell you later. Staircase?
I am here.
Moon? Can you hear us from the dining room? I opened all the windows.
Yes, I am here.
Alrighty, and listeners. I'm just gonna pretend you all said yes. Okay, wow, the dream team is all here and accounted for.
Dream team? I thought we were the Bleeding Roses. It sounds a lot cooler.
Oh, yes, I like that.
What if we were called friends?
I call dibs on Phoebe.
I want to be the Rachel of the group.
Staircase, no offense, but I'm the only one here who could pull off being Rachel. Mother's Chandler because he's funny and sad and probably gay, and Maurice is Phoebe, not you, Moon.
Okay. We're getting sidetracked already. Oh my god. Okay. We are all gathered here at 3 a.m. because
it's the witching hour. We're going to sacrifice Maurice for the crimes he's committed against us all. May his blood be soaked into the floorboards of this estate, and may the Dark Lord of Shadows rise to power once more.
What's a sacrifice?
It's what we're going to do to you, my little data tot.
I do not want fairy blood soaking into the floorboards of my mouth hole, see the player. If there is going to be bloodshed, I should probably go.
No bloodshed, no sacrifices, Rose. Zip it. We're here because there is one more Wizard About Town tape to listen to. And I need everyone's brain power and emotional support, okay? I don't know what's on this tape. It could be another key figure that we should know about, or more information from Wizard Oak on how to get inside Hazel Grove. I just need the moral support right now.
Oh, apple cake is down.
Cake.
Hazel Grove is in danger. Wizard Oak could be dead. Why are you baking cake?
Even if we left right now for Virginia with no plan, it would take us a couple of days by car. Even more to probably find the entrance to Hazel Grove, even with the coordinates. I think we can spare a 15-minute cake break.
Okay. We'll take a 15-minute cake break. And then we're listening to this tape. People are in danger. This was supposed to be all business.
It will be okay, Mr. Honey. You love cake. And we are all here. We will help you. And we will help Wizard Oak, too. And if the others don't listen, I will turn into a bat and scare them into respecting you.
Thank you, Victor. Wait, can you really turn into a bat?
Yes, I will show you sometime.
I would like that. Wait, who's crying?
We'll all be crying if you let this cake burn. Come take this cake out of the oven.
I'm coming. Wait a second. Oh, deja vu. Oh, is that crying coming from the bathroom? Oh, the potty apple ghost. I mean the bathroom cake ghost. Apple cake. Victor!
What is wrong, Mr. Honey?
Every time we make apple cake, the bathroom ghost cries. Come with me. Hello, bathroom ghost? I am going to come inside now.
Why do you think cake makes her sad? Maybe she is sad because we are not sharing cake?
Hello?
You said you wouldn't go back.
Victor, this is it. The courtyard, the topiary sculptures, the woman in the blue dress. This is her.
You said you would stay.
That's definitely the woman whose picture we found in your great aunt's diary.
This is exactly what she said last time, but it's like she can't see or hear us.
But you're not allowed. They won't let you.
Ah, Mr. Honey, I do not believe this is a ghost.
Huh? But she's transparent and crying.
I think this is a residual haunting, not an intelligent one. I have seen this once before.
You said you wouldn't go back.
Do you mean she's stupid?
No. I mean, she is not here. Not really. Sometimes a person or space that goes through an extreme event, either good or bad, can cause a sort of blip in an environment's timeline. Almost as if their energy is causing a stain on time and space itself. The apple cake, it was your great aunt Ida's recipe, no?
Yes, it was.
Is it possible she got the recipe from her mother, Virginia?
I suppose so.
Maybe the apple cake is the spark that reignites a chain of events that happened in this space a long time ago.
You said you would stay.
So, in a way, it's like we're seeing the past? And the apple cake is the key to the door that opens the memories of the past?
Yes, something like that.
So did this bathroom used to be a courtyard too? Was the bathroom built on top of it? Or I wonder what was here before the house existed.
But you're not allowed. They won't let you.
Oh, she looks so heartbroken.
You said you wouldn't go back.
Oh no, this is what happened last time.
You said you would stay.
Let's get out of here, Mother.
But she's so sad.
But you're not allowed. They won't let you.
She is not really here, Mr. Honey. Not really in pain anymore. It is just a memory burned into time itself. And now you know how to access it.
You're right. It's gone. Again. And the bathroom is back to normal. Reese, don't. Why did you just flush cake down the toilet?
Sharing is caring. That cake is for the sad lady ghost in the bathroom.
How considerate, but don't do that. That can't be good for the pipes. Fear not, gentle listeners. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be right back after the break.
Greetings, gentle listeners. I hope you've been doing well. I am so excited to talk to you today about my very first book. It's called Gentle Chaos: Poems, Tales, and Magic. This book is a collection of poems, images, personal stories, and vignettes that explore magic, queerness, lost history, love, and death, and the enchantment and comfort to be found in the weird, the dark, and the different. There's also pictures of teeth. The holiday season is fast approaching, and this book could make the perfect gift for the sensitive, death-obsessed weirdo in your life. And you can purchase it now wherever you buy books. Not only is there a book, but there is also a companion oracle card deck, a guided journal, and an audiobook recorded by yours truly, available wherever you listen to books. I hope you enjoy this book just as much as I do, and happy holidays from me to you.
Ghost Hunting's Dream Machine is brought to you by One-Eyed Flower Arrangements. Hugo the Cyclops has an eye for creating striking bouquets perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, deathiversaries, the summer solstice, and more.
I wanna pick flowers for you.
Welcome back, gentle listeners. So let me get this straight. A long time ago, the bathroom used to be a courtyard, maybe? And my great-aunt Ida, or her mom, made apple cake. And something tragic happened, and it caused a residual haunting.
I believe so. There was once a castle I explored in Scotland that was plagued with a residual haunting. The story goes like this. There was a queen's maiden that lived in this castle and was in love with one of the king's knights. One day, she was bringing tea to the queen when she caught the knight training outside in the gardens. She was so distracted by the sight of her lover that she tripped and spilled chamomile tea everywhere in the corridor, breaking priceless teacups and teapots. She was so fearful of her punishment that she ran out of the castle screaming. Now, whenever people drink chamomile tea in that corridor, they sometimes can hear and see the apparition of the queen's maiden running past and screaming. So, you see, she is not really there haunting the castle anymore, but her fear and emotions were so strong they are forever now linked with that corridor of the castle.
I see, I think.
Time is a flat circle.
It sounded like she was pleading with someone. Her husband, maybe? Ida's father?
Could be. Ghosts aren't real. I knew it.
Huh?
I said I knew that ghosts weren't real. They're just fantasy.
What? You're real.
Yeah, obviously.
Barter fairies are real, the moon can talk, and vampires are real, but you draw the line at ghosts?
Yeah. I think once you're dead, you're dead. It was just a time hiccup or whatever.
What about Norman, the ghost shoe cobbler from the Wizard About Town tapes? Oh, the tape. The last tape. This always happens. I always get so distracted.
Work is hard. Distractions are plentiful. And time is short. Adam Hochschild.
Right.
Thanks, Moon.
Why don't we eat this cake and get back to the tape? I hate to put a burning mystery that is my haunted bathroom, the time loop bathroom on the back burner, but at least we know how to summon that ghost now. Or get time to loop? Victor, my brain hurts.
Let me massage it for you.
Ew, get a room.
I would like to know what is going on, if it's not too much trouble.
Ugh, you're such a boss.
There's a garden in the bathroom, but it's just the house smelling cake and remembering things.
I see,
Maurice, yeah, you explained it pretty well.
Smelling is fun.
You are such a Phoebe.
Well, gentle listeners, we will be back after we eat this cake. And then we are going to focus so hard and listen to this last tape, okay? Pinky promise me, everybody.
I do not have hands.
I also do not have hands.
Half of us don't.
All of my fingers are pinkies.
Ugh, okay. Until next time, gentle listeners. We'll be back very soon. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gaysa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav,
Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent and all of my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gaysa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the dream submission form linked in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.